Welcome back to the Lit with Dane podcast, where we talk about mental health, the Christian walk, and purpose. Today, I want to give you five scriptures from the Word of God that can help you if you are dealing with intrusive thoughts, those thoughts that sometimes you just can't control, and those thoughts that really come from the enemy, when you just sometimes don't know what's going on and you feel like there's nothing you can do about them. First and foremost, just know that's the lie. You can take those thoughts captive and obedient to Christ, like it says in the Word. And these scriptures, I believe, are going to help you create freedom in your life, and more so freedom from the thoughts that sometimes you feel like you can't control. So let's dive in. Scripture number one comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, which says, "One final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Now, as you're going throughout your life, you're going to sometimes struggle with those intrusive thoughts that you ask yourself, who are these thoughts from? Like, these thoughts don't feel like these thoughts are from God. Again, you can't control every thought that comes, and not every thought that comes is from God. So you have to remember that you can also focus your thoughts. You can focus and direct what you're thinking about. And Paul reminds us in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8, to think on things that are true, to think on things that are honorable, that are right, pure, and lovely, and admirable, and to think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. God's presence in your life is worthy of praise. God's word is worthy of praise because it is truth for your life. And as you meditate on it, as you think on it, it starts to renew your mind, to remind you of who you are. You are not your anxiety, you are not your worry, and you are not your fear. So hold on to this Bible verse anytime that you're struggling with these intrusive thoughts. Scripture number two comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5, which says, "We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them how to obey Christ." So when you have these thoughts that come into your mind, that you're going to be anxious forever, that you're depressed and worried, that this fear is going to be on your life, whatever it is, you can take those thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ. And how you do that is, again, directing your thoughts onto the Word. You take that thought captive and make it obedient to Christ by remembering what God's Word says about you. If you're feeling that fear come, that fear of the unknown future that is in front of you, or whatever it might be, you can take that thought captive by remembering God's Word. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." So if God has not given you a spirit of fear, you do not have to accept it. So when that fearful thought comes, take that thought captive, and you can pray right then and there. You can say, "Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for reminding me that you have not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I rebuke this fear right now in the name of Jesus. Amen." So you take that thought captive. You make it obedient to Christ by remembering his word, by holding onto his promises and speaking them out loud out of your mouth. Because Proverbs tells us that our words have life and death within them. And the ones that we speak over our life matter. Scripture number three comes from Psalms 94, 19, which says, "When doubts fill my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer." God is our comforter. Jesus is with you wherever that you go, as long as you remember that. So when you're going through these negative thoughts, these intrusive thoughts, run to the one who created you. Seek him and seek him with all of your heart, and you will find him, like it says in the Word. As you sit in his presence, he can remind you that you are loved, that you are highly favored, that his peace is on your life, because peace comes from him. The fruits of the Spirit are alive in your life as you fix and focus your thoughts on him. Seek him, speak his word over your life, receive those things. This is so important for us to remember, that when those thoughts come, there is something you can do about it. And what you do about it is going to determine how you feel, because your mind renewed to God's word creates freedom. Scripture number four comes from Isaiah 26 verse 3, which says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." Again, such a great reminder from the Word that we need to fix our thoughts on God, on his Word, because his Word creates freedom. In the book of John, it says, "And ye shall know the truth," right? This comes from the King James Version, "and the truth will make you free." God's word creates freedom. Freedom from those intrusive thoughts, freedom from that worry, freedom from that anxiety. So we have to hold on to it. It says, you will keep in perfect peace all. Keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. So when you catch yourself in that moment thinking of those negative things, thinking of those, just those thoughts that are not true and they're a lie from the enemy, we have to direct our mind back to the one, back to his word, which is alive and active, which is truth, and it never changes about you. So we stay in that place. We create that freedom by holding on to his word, and we continue to remember that his word creates freedom in our life. Fix and focus your thoughts on him and his word. In scripture number 5, our final scripture, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. We live in a world, but we are not of this world. Every single day you wake up, you can feed into the world and all the things that the world is going to say to convince you you're not enough, or you can feed your spirit and get into God's word. So we transform and renew our mind by meditating on his word. And meditating simply means thinking deeply about it. As we get into God's word, as we focus our thoughts on his word, it renews our mind and gives us the ability to live in the light of his glory. His word is for you. His presence is with you as you remember to fix and focus your thoughts on him, to not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will know, like it says, which is good. What is God's will for you? Which is good, pleasing, and perfect. God's will for you is peace and joy. He's got a plan on your life, but you have to spend time in his presence. You have to spend time in his word so you can protect this mind of yours, because the enemy is after your soul. The enemy wants to convince you you're not enough, that you're never going to make it, that you're alone and isolated, and those are lies. So we take those thoughts captive like we talked about earlier in the scriptures. We make them obedient to Christ. We fix and focus our minds on him because he is the author and perfecter of your faith. And he loves you so much and has a great plan for you. I would love to pray for you and over your mind right now. And if you'd like to close your eyes and believe with me for these intrusive thoughts to leave you and that God can take you through this, let's go ahead and do that right now. Heavenly Father, I wanted to lift up the person under the sound of my voice right now who is battling intrusive thoughts, Lord. Lord, I pray that you remind them right now that they are not their anxiety, that they are not their worry, that they are not their fear, that they are not their depression, Lord. They are a child of God, and they can fight back against these things and create freedom in their life, which comes by being with you. Help this person realize that and believe that in faith right now. Lord, take these intrusive thoughts off their mind. I pray against worry. I pray against fear. I pray against anxiety and tell it to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, we can live in the light of your glory, which is for us. You are for us. And if you are for us, Lord, there is no one who can be against us. I pray that this person is healed. If they are dealing with any mental health illness right now, Lord, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord, and we claim and receive our healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving this person so much and reminding of them of that every single day, Lord. Remind them that you never leave them or forsake them. Remind them that you are with them through this thing right now, and you can help them overcome evil with good because you are good. Your word is good for them, and your word never changes about who you say we are. Lord, remind them that they are highly favored, that they are loved, and that you are with them to the end of the age. We pray all of these things in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe if you would like to see future episodes. And I look forward to seeing you next time.